Here's your Candy Wyatt weather eye forecast. Powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeastern Nebraska. Cloudy today, areas of showers and a few storms, high of 85. Tonight, cloudy, chance of showers and storms, low near 68. On Wednesday, lots of clouds, chance of showers and storms, high of 86. Chance of showers and storms, Wednesday night, low near 69. Sunny on Thursday, on year 94. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, 73.
Do you consistently have problems with your home Wi-Fi connection? Let Blue Valley Telecommunications help with our managed Wi-Fi program. With Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi, technicians will provide you with a robust router, identify the best location for your router, and help configure all your devices to have the best experience possible. If your router malfunctions, we'll even replace it for free. Plus, we offer 24/7 technical support to manage and update your router, all for a small monthly charge. To learn more about Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi program, visit our website at bluevalley.net or call us today.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. Officials in Beloit said an arrest has been made in a 2003 homicide in their city. 46-year-old Charles Ray Fleming was arrested on suspicion of first-degree murder in the death of Carol Fleming. Charles Ray Fleming is Carol Fleming's son. That homicide occurred on or about August 15th of 2003. The Mitchell County Sheriff's Office and the Beloit Police Department are continuing their investigation of the case. The government's latest update pegs this year's Kansas wheat harvest as nearly finished. National Ag Statistics Service reported yesterday 99% of the wheat in the state has been harvested. That compares to only 95% five-year average for this time in the season. Corn condition in the state rated as 20% poor to very poor, 32% rated as fair, 42% good, and 6% of the state's corn crop rated in excellent condition. Mid-America Network News.
You know what's at the heart of a thriving business community? A thriving community. After all, when our communities succeed, we all succeed. That's why at Wells Fargo, we've been investing in nonprofits since opening our doors in 1852. And it's why we're donating over $1 million a day to nonprofits this year. It's a new day at Wells Fargo, but it's a lot like our first day. Wells Fargo, established 1852, reestablished 2018. Wells Fargo Bank N.A., member FDIC.
Pros in the know start with Lowe's, because at Lowe's, pros save big when they buy in bulk. Like up to 15% off select in-stock gypsum boards and accessories, and 20% off select concrete mix when you buy in bulk. Plus, save 5% on eligible purchases every day when you use your Lowe's business credit account. Visit the Pro Desk or LowesForPros.com for details. So, Pro, now that you know, start with Lowe's. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Can't be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. U.S. only.
The National Rifle Association has endorsed Kansas Governor Jeff Collier in his Republican primary race against a field that includes Secretary of State Kris Kobach. But Kobach touted his own endorsement yesterday by Gun Owners of America, which describes itself as a non-compromise gun rights organization. Collier released a copy of a letter yesterday from the NRA's Political Action Committee backing Collier and giving him an A rating. Authorities say a gunman being investigated in the killing of a university student from India shot and wounded three Kansas City police officers Sunday before dying in an exchange of gunfire with police. Police said the suspect, whose name hasn't been released, had been identified as a person of interest in the slaying of Sharath Kopu and was under surveillance. The 25-year-old Kopu was University of Missouri, Kansas City master's degree student. Kopu was shot during a July 6th robbery. Kansas News on the Mid-America Network. I'm Rick Everett.
Your business is part of your life. Let our agents at Blue Valley Insurance customize an insurance program to help protect the business you've built. We'll get to know you and your company, matching your specific needs with a commercial policy. You can select multiple commercial packages that offer standard property or liability coverage and add other features that provide protection for unforeseen events. We're here to serve you at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. Authorities say a man checking cattle died after his utility vehicle overturned in southeast Nebraska. Thayer County Sheriff David Lee says 37-year-old Clayton Herget was ejected and then trapped beneath the UTV after it went out of control Saturday about 1.5 miles east of Hebron. Herget was pronounced deceased at the scene. The sheriff says one of the UTV's tires may have blown and caused that wreck. The Missouri man who broke into an engine compartment compartment of an occupied Amtrak train and brought it to a stop near Oxford last October faces life in prison after pleading guilty in federal court at Lincoln last Thursday to a charge of violence against a mass U.S. transportation system. The McCook Gazette reports that 26-year-old Taylor Wilson of St. Charles, Missouri, told the magistrate judge that he stopped the train because, quote, he was high. There you have it. Nebraska News on the Mid-America Network. I'm Rick Everett.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall, Washington, and Nemahal County Commissioners meetings last Monday consisted of mostly routine business. Complete County Commissioners minutes are posted each week on our website at KNDYRadio.com and our Facebook page. Westar Energy this past week announced a 20-year agreement with an affiliate of NextEra Energy Resources to purchase electricity generated from the 300-megawatt Soldier Creek Wind Farm being developed in Nemahal County. 120 turbines are projected to come online in 2020, with 250 construction jobs created locally and 15 to 20 permanent maintenance employees full-time. The agreement will allow large business operations a means of meeting sustainability goals when expanding facilities. The impact locally will also include more than $50 million in land rights payments to Nemahal County landowners during the project's first 30 years. USD 113 Prairie Hills Board of Education met last Monday and discussed a proposal that would move the Axtell School office to the current high school library location, transitioning the current office into learning space. Estimates range from $100,000 to $150,000. Consensus was to gather additional details regarding architectural fees and a timeline before a decision is rendered. One final day for the Marshall County Fair in Blue Rapids, with decorated cake judging this morning at 8:30, livestock judging at 10:30. 4-H Fashion Review and the Cake, 4-H Fashion Review and the Cake Auction begin at 5. The Fair Supper, catered by Ricky's Cafe, is open to the public beginning at 6. Carnival operating tonight from 6 until 10. Livestock auction at 7:30 at the Marshall County Fair in Blue Rapids. We'll wrap up our final day of reports beginning in the 3 o'clock hour this afternoon on KNDY. Natalia Gonzalez-Sanchez, age 16, of Lynn, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Wednesday, 5 p.m. at St. Augustine's Catholic Church in Washington. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Natalia Gonzalez-Sanchez. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, pulled pork on a bun, beans, broccoli and cauliflower salad, banana split salad, tomorrow chicken cordon bleu, baked potato, a muffin, broccoli, and fruited jello. KNDY News Time is 7:13.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Heroes aren't born, they're made. You're invited to celebrate our heroes at the annual Washington County Fair, July 18th through the 21st. Exhibit entries arrive on Wednesday, with open class always welcome. Barrel racing that evening at the arena, plus hero night with the local emergency response equipment on display. This year, Moore's Greater Amusement Rides are back Thursday through Saturday nights. On Saturday, mark the livestock auction at noon. Washington County Fair Parade at 6:30, followed by a ranch rodeo, goat roping, and Tim Trothman and the Blacktop Road Band entertain live beginning at 9 p.m. The full schedule and judging dates are online at WashingtonCountyKansasFair.com or find the link KNDYRadio.com website. Join KNDY live at the annual Washington County Fair, July 18th through the 20th.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast, powered by WeatherOlogy.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeastern Nebraska. Cloudy today, areas of showers and a few storms, high of 85. Tonight, cloudy, chance of showers and storms, low near 68. On Wednesday, lots of clouds, chance of showers and storms, high of 86. Chance of showers and storms, Wednesday night, low near 69. Sunny on Thursday, high near 94. Thursday night, partly cloudy, chance of a shower thunderstorm. Lots of sun on Friday as high pressure builds in, high of 89. Friday night, mainly clear, low near 65. We'll continue to see lots of sunshine through the weekend with high pressure overhead. Saturday, sunny, high of 88. Saturday night, mainly clear, low near 66. High of 90 on Sunday, mainly sunny. A few clouds Sunday night. Slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm, low near 68. High of 88 on Monday, occasional sun. Tuesday, sunny to partly cloudy, high near 89. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood from the Weather Eye Weather Center.
Average high temperature mid-July 90, record high on this date 109 in 1936. The average low 69, the record low is 50 in 2014. Sunset this evening 8:47, sunrise in the morning at 6:11. A cloudy overcast, 74 degrees, winds are light favoring the southeast. Broad area of showers, thunder showers out west, just crossing U.S. Highway 81 through north central Kansas, south central Nebraska. Likely moving our way this morning. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 17th of July. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Psst, want to hear a secret?
Yup!
It's Marysville's best-kept secret, Bite Me Barbecue.
Barbecue.
Bite Me Barbecue has fresh smoked meats and homemade sides that are made fresh daily. Open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday. That's Bite Me Barbecue, 14th and Center in Marysville.
The hometown hero blows away the competition. Everybody, Brian Clark reporting on sports. Bryce Harper won the home run derby in front of his home crowd, blasting 19 homers to defeat Kyle Schwarber in the finals.
Swing and a high fly ball center field. That will do it.
On ESPN Radio, Harper, who had his dad pitching to him, said he was just trying to have a good time.
I was just trying to stay as calm as I could down in the clubhouse and down the tunnel and just have some fun and enjoy the moment. I mean, that's what it's all about.
The participants hit a derby record 221 homers. Schwarber had the most with 55. Le'Veon Bell failed to reach an agreement on a contract extension with the Steelers before the deadline on Monday. ESPN's Adam Schefter.
They were willing to pay the position, but not in Le'Veon Bell's mind, the player.
Bell's agent said this will likely be his last season with the Steelers. The All-Star game is tonight in Washington, D.C., and the Red Sox. Chris Sale will be making his third consecutive start on the mound for the American League. It's the first time that's happened since 1935.
Obviously, I appreciate it. It's a big honor. I know this hasn't happened very often in a long time.
Sale will be facing the Nationals' Max Scherzer, who's making his second consecutive start for the NL. He's looking forward to taking the mound at home.
In previous experiences of being in the All-Star games, you know, seeing the hometown players and how the fans get behind the hometown players, it's always been a special moment just watching that from afar and being on the other side. So I can only imagine what it's going to be like.
Scherzer and Sale are the first starting pitchers to face each other in consecutive Midsummer Classics since 1940. The first pitch at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. In a college football Monday, new Texas A&M head coach Jimbo Fisher said he hopes to win as soon as possible.
Your timetable is now. I mean, you want to win one, you want to win immediately, and that's your place. But is that realistic? I don't know.
Brian Clark, ABC Sports.
What sets Prairie Bend Casino apart from other casinos in Kansas? For one, there are more tricks. I mean, everyone's got a favorite slot machine, Dragon Link, All-Star 2, but my trick? Bringing my lucky
Space Invaders. Yeah, it's the first skill-based slot in Kansas. And just like in the old arcade game,
you never know when you'll hit a winner. Sometimes it can happen in a few minutes. Sometimes it takes a little more. Ways to play. Prairie Bend Casino.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The U.S. House could take a step forward on moving farm bill talks ahead by voting to send the bill to conference. But Politico is reporting the latest indicator that bad blood between House leaders is one of the many issues that needs to be fixed. House Ag Chairman Mike Conaway, Ranking Member Colin Peterson met for the first time in a couple of months. The working relationship burst into flames over proposed changes to the food stamp program, which Democrats say will not happen. Peterson vowed to team up with Senate Ag counterparts Pat Roberts and Debbie Stabenow during conference negotiations. Now, both of the Senate Ag Committee leaders say they won't play ball with any significant adjustment to the program outside of what they tried to do in their version of the Farm Bill, which was combat fraud. Peterson says the face-to-face got heated this last week. He said it wasn't easy for him and told him bluntly what I think, which I always do, he said. He didn't like it, but he said, I'm telling you what I think and try to be helpful. Peterson added that when the bill goes to conference, if people are sensible, it won't take long to get it done. Well, the Chinese trade surplus with the U.S. hit a record number in June as its exports grew at a solid pace, something that could possibly make a trade dispute with D.C. that much worse. The article says that it could be a one-off as Chinese exporters rushing to get shipments out before tariffs went into effect during the first week in July. Analysts say the trade balance will be much less in China's favor during the months ahead as tariffs will take a bite out of their business. China's trade surplus with the U.S. is a key component of the trade dispute and is widening to a recent monthly high of $28.97 billion. One analyst told NASDAQ that the record surplus won't help the already sour relations and escalating tensions. President Trump has demanded that China cut into the trade surplus, threatening to eventually impose tariffs to a total of $500 billion in Chinese imports. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Market information from Mid-America Ag Network. The USDA upped its predictions for larger corn and soybean crops this year. The World Ag Supply and Demand Estimates report predicts corn production at 14.2 billion bushels, soybeans increasing to 4.3 billion bushels. The 2018-19 U.S. corn outlook includes larger supplies, greater feed and residual use, increased exports, and lower ending stocks. Increased to 2017-2018 exports are based on record high shipments during the month of May. The season average corn price received by producers was lowered 10 cents at the midpoint for a range of $3.30 to $4.30 a bushel. This month's U.S. soybean supply and use projections for 2018-19 included lower supplies, lower exports, higher crush, and higher ending stocks. USDA predicts the new Chinese soybean import duties will lower exports down 250 million bushels. The season average soybean price forecasted $8 to $10.50 a bushel. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. Mid-America Ag Network, Ag News. I'm Craig Mead. The Organic Consumers Association has filed a suit against Vermont-based Ben & Jerry's for deceptive labeling, marketing, and sales of Unilever's Ben & Jerry's ice cream products. The suit was filed in D.C. Superior Court under the D.C. Consumer Protection Procedures Act. The group claims Unilever reportedly spent more than $9 billion in advertising in 2017 and that a significant portion was spent to create the false perception that Ben & Jerry's is committed to a clean environment and high animal welfare standards. The association asserts that Ben & Jerry's decades-old practice of sourcing dairy ingredients from conventional dairy operations has led to water pollution crisis in Vermont, adding there is nothing socially or environmentally responsible about that. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
Con artists have many tricks for stealing your money, like sweepstakes scams and identity theft scams. The AARP Fraud Watch Network helps you spot and avoid scams. And our scam tracking map also shows you the latest scams right here in Kansas, so you can protect yourself and your family. Visit aarp.org/fraudwatchmap to see what's being reported near you. And if you spot suspicious activity, tell us about it so we can warn others. Visit aarp.org/fraudwatchmap, paid for by AARP.
Hi, this is Rick Everett with the Mid-America Network. Join me daily for the latest news and sports from around the state and around the region. From the opening bells of the trading floor to the latest legislative decisions, we'll keep you informed throughout your day and report on regional sports teams, as well as reports from state highways, the latest updates from law enforcement, and decisions made in our local and state courts. Listen daily and visit us online, at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It's agriculture. And you know, we're at that time of the year when agriculture starts to put on a show. Actually, shows. More about that after this.
It's that time of year again. Time to tackle some difficult tasks like cleaning those appliances. And you don't want to forget your most treasured appliance, the coffee maker. Wink Products Coffee Maker Cleaner is the perfect cleaning solution to remove those nasty mineral deposits that make coffee taste metallic and cause your coffee maker to clog. So pick up Wink Coffee Maker Cleaner today and see what a difference it makes. Learn more at WHINK.com.
We're getting to the time of year when agriculture puts on a show. Shows, actually. Thousands of them across Farming America, from county and state fairs to antique tractor shows to the very latest farm equipment at the huge Farm Progress Show this year in Boone, Iowa. But before we get to that, if you know where Penfield, Illinois is, you probably know that the historic Farm Days just ended in Penfield. There isn't much to that little town, which is about 11 miles east of Rantoul in east central Illinois. Back in 1976, the I&I Antique Tractor and Gas Engine Club was formed. The I's stand for Illinois and Indiana because the area is so close to the state line. About 50 original members shared a passion for restoring antique tractors and engines. One of the club founders was the late Darius Harms, who over the years talked about the importance of not forgetting how we got to where we are today. In the early days of the club, members would exhibit their antique tractors at local fairs and shopping malls. In 1987, the club held its first historic Farm Days about 5 miles north of Penfield. And after 9 great years there, they outgrew that site and moved to the old school property in Penfield that the club bought in 1996. Thousands of old tractor fans, well, I should say fans of old tractors, but I guess it applies either way, show up at the historic Farm Days in Penfield each year. They come from as far away as Europe. So mark it on your calendar for 2019, the middle of July, in the middle of Illinois. Now, about this year's Farm Progress Show, it's back in Boone, Iowa. It alternates each year between there and the other permanent site in Decatur, Illinois. It is the nation's largest outdoor farm event, annually hosting more than 600 exhibitors displaying new tractors, combines, farm implements, the very latest and greatest in all the technology, seed and crop protection products, and many other farm supplies and services. Ag manufacturers and suppliers from across the country and around the world are exhibitors there, and people from all over the world come to the Farm Progress Show each year. They come to see field demos, including side-by-side tillage techniques, GPS and precision equipment, tractor and combine performance comparisons. Live cattle handling demonstrations include the newest cattle chutes, equipment, animal health products, and work techniques. Again, the 65th annual Farm Progress Show. It's being held this year, August 28th, 29th, and 30th in Boone, Iowa. Back after this.
At LDI, we're doing what it takes to keep you farming with great service and innovative products. We carry all the AGCO equipment you need for year-round productivity. From Massey Ferguson and Challenger tractors to Gleaner combines and Rogator and Terragator sprayers, and our parts specialists are some of the best in Kansas, providing you with genuine, affordable AGCO parts whenever you need them. Visit one of our 12 locations across Kansas to find out what LDI can do for you. LDI, doing what it takes.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
729 from KNDY, 74 degrees. Highs around 90 on tap again today. Cloudy, overcast this morning. And we may see some rain showers moving across. Showers, thunder showers across a good portion of central Kansas, central Nebraska. Heaviest activity out south of I-70, extending from the south and west of Salina to the south of Hayes, and then up north of Hutchinson this morning.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Tuesday. The Kansas Jayhawk football team took the stage yesterday at the Big 12 Media Days. There's once again a quarterback competition headed into week one for the Jayhawks. It's a three-horse race between Peyton Bender, Carter Stanley, and JUCO transfer Miles Kendrick. Cake TV reports this year's group has a lot of returning players, 8 on offense and 9 on defense, including preseason Big 12 picks Joe Dineen and Daniel Wise.
This is their last go-around as they hope for progress in 2018. According to college basketball insider Jeff Goodman, the Wichita State Shockers are expected to hire their final assistant for the men's basketball team. KTV reports Goodman tweeted Wichita State expected to replace Dennis Jones with New Mexico State associate head coach Lou Gudino. Kansas, Mid-American Network Sports.
Understand first-round play in the Legion baseball tournament in Russell was postponed by rain last night. Marysville was scheduled to open play as the top seed tonight. We've not confirmed that. Marysville Junior Legion open state tournament action Wednesday in Leavenworth. Brackets posted on our website and our Facebook page.
Night fishing is a good way to avoid the midsummer heat, something more and more anglers are taking up. It's all about fishing in the dark today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
We all would like to make a little extra money. There are bills to catch up on and a vacation we'd like to take this summer. Starting today, you can work part-time or full-time from any location. No one dictates your schedule. You start and stop when it works best for you. Work as much or as little as you like. How's that for a perfect opportunity? If you visit earnmorethanbefore.com, you'll find free information on how to start as soon as today. Companies online are hiring to post ads on the internet. They need someone like you to help. You will be provided with everything you need to get started, including some sample information you can copy and paste into forms. It's a complete step-by-step program. Visit earnmorethanbefore.com and get signed up. It only takes a few minutes. Go shopping, run errands with your kids. You make your own schedule. Part-time or full-time, it's totally up to you. That's the beauty of this system. The only way is to get started today. Log on to earnmorethanbefore.com. That's earnmorethanbefore.com. Now you can be your own boss at earnmorethanbefore.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, July 17th, the 198th day of the year. After James Cagney was born on this day, and in 1955, Disneyland opened in Anaheim, California. Midsummer is a tough time for diehard fishermen. It's often just too hot under a blazing sun, and lakes are often churned to froth by boaters and jet skiers. That's why many anglers are discovering the joys of night fishing. When conditions are good, it can be a magical experience. But you do need to take a few precautions. A reliable light source goes without saying. Don't venture out if there's a chance of severe weather. The darkness is enough to contend with. Organize your gear so you can locate it easily. And don't forget the bug spray. Mosquitoes, as you know, are more active at night. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.